Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. There are a few more days of Summerfest along Milwaukee's lakefront, featuring enthusiastic audiences watching sets by scores of musicians. Sam Yannis will not be among them. Yannis is not on the Summerfest roster amid allegations that have shaken fans of the band he co-founded, the Bodines.
A series of articles in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel detail allegations by the stepdaughter of the other Bodines frontman, Kurt Newman. Tessa Newman says Yannis sexually molested her beginning when she was 9 years old and continued into her teenage years. She said Yannis also engaged in sexual conversations with her when she was a child. We have a link to the Journal Sentinel's coverage of the story at our website.
As those stories indicate, no lawsuit or criminal investigation is reportedly underway. Yannis declined to do an interview with the newspaper about the charges. He did, however, agree to a radio interview to answer the allegations. Obviously, this is subject matter of a sensitive nature that is probably not suitable for younger listeners. Sam Yannis, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
So these are obviously difficult things to discuss. Let me ask you an obvious question. Why are you talking about them with me and on this program?
Well, we wanted to get on record with a source that we feel is credible.
Right. So I guess I was going to ask this later in the interview, but I'll ask you this now. Why, when these allegations were first coming together, did you not speak with the reporter at the Journal Sentinel?
Nobody asked me anything, you know, and also they're absolutely false allegations. There's no reason to talk about it. Well, there was no reason to talk about it. Now I feel there is a reason to talk about it.
Well, so let's start then with the question that we need to ask. You have been publicly accused of molesting the stepdaughter of your former bandmate over the course of several years. Did you ever have any sexual contact with her?
Absolutely not. No contact whatsoever. Like I stated before, I barely knew her from the time they're saying it started when she was 9 years old. I barely knew her then. You know, it wasn't until years later when I got to know her, obviously a little over the years, because, you know, she was around, you know, but we were never together alone ever. You know, she wasn't around that much. And when she was around, everybody else was around. It wasn't like she was there by herself. Her mother was there. Her father was there. The band was there. The crew was there, you know, and all other kinds of people were always around.
What about just physical contact? You know, contact that, you know, one person years later could see one way and another might take another way.
There were never any, even after years later when we became, you know, friends, there was never any kind of like long lingering hugs or anything like that that could be in any way misconstrued as that sort of behavior.
So the allegations that you forced her to perform sexual acts on you
are completely false and fabricated.
The published reports also say there were conversations of a sexual and sometimes crude nature with her. Did any of those conversations exist?
Absolutely not. You know, I mean, to me, it's just ludicrous. I do not have any kind of reputation for that sort of behavior. I mean, they say I've made crude remarks. You know, I defy any man anywhere to deny that they have made crude remarks at some point in their life. Yes, I've said some crude things, but never to her and never, you know, with those intentions or anything like that.
As we're having this conversation, the most recent report in the Journal Sentinel makes reference to a video where you're apparently making a vulgar joke. And the report says the video was shot by Tessa Newman, who was accusing you of these things.
I don't know what that proves. You know, it proves that she was there. But if you watch the video, you know, we're all there. We're sitting down having a meal. And if you know, I'm paying more attention to that pizza than I am to her.
Can you tell? You said you got to know her over the years. What kind of relationship how would you describe your relationship with her?
I would describe the relationship that we finally had was like pals. You know, at a certain point, she was on the road more than just. You know, intermittently, you know, in the beginning, yes, you know, the kids would be there sometimes, but it wasn't until a certain point, I don't remember the exact year, but she was definitely on the road with us for a while, you know, in the duties of a nanny, let's say, you know, and that's when we sort of started palling around a little bit, because that's what happens on the road. You know, you're with the same people and, you know, bonds are formed. But it was as innocent as anything could be. We were just pals, You know, we shared the same sense of humor. So if I was making some sort of comment like that, she was laughing. It wasn't like, you know, she was in any kind of position where she had to be on guard or fearful of anything like that.
I'm obviously not a lawyer here, and we should make it clear that nothing that we talk about in the studio amounts to a hearing or a deposition or anything of a legal nature. And there does appear to be a burden of proof that the people accusing you would have to live up to. And at the same time, the reports have pointed to some inconsistencies between what you've said, I think what you said on another radio show, Mark Belling's show, and what they say they can establish, things like dates and ages. Do you account at all for those inconsistencies?
Well, it was a long time ago, you know, like I guess, you know, around 15 years ago. It's hard to remember exact dates or ages or anything like that, you know. So if you know, my answers are, you know, a bit inconsistent like that, well, I think that's just natural, you know. I think the major point is none of that ever happened, you know. And why aren't they pressing charges? If they're so sure that something happened, where are these charges, you know? And I want to repeat that. If something like this did happen to Tessa Newman, my heart, even after all this, still goes out to her, you know. But I am not the guy who did it, you know. I don't know if it happened, but if it did, that's my statement about it.
You talk about your relationship as being kind of like pals. Did she ever talk about the troubles that she was going through with you? I know she mentioned in the initial Journal Sentinel article that she went through some addiction issues and some other difficulty. Were those the kinds of things that ever came up?
I had no idea that she was involved with drugs, and I had very little idea about. I knew that she was taken out of school at some point. I don't really know much about that. At a certain point, I found out about, you know, those kinds of things, because they weren't, you know, the family was not really forthright about, you know, they were, oh, guess what? You know, it wasn't like that, you know, but, you know, she was home. She wasn't in school.
Obviously, you know, I've never been in a rock band, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that there are things like alcohol and drugs that go around with a touring rock band. Did that kind of thing ever come up to you, what you can remember with her around?
Well, can you be more specific about what
you're
asking?
Well, I guess, you know, did you ever see her drinking? Did you ever drink with her? Were there drugs that you used, that she used, you know, anything?
I never saw her drinking. And after the shows, I was more interested in hanging out with the guys and having some beers, you know. So that's where I was. You asked the crew, you know, I mean, if you interviewed any crew members, you know, oftentimes we were in my room, you know. That's what we were doing. I was not ever alone with her after any show.
Let me ask you the question that I think, you know, many people would want to hear an answer to. And, you know, maybe it's an unfair question to you, but I'll ask it anyway. You know, these are pretty unpleasant things that Tessa has accused you of.
Yeah.
what would be her motivation for making them up?
You know, I have no real idea, except for the fact that the Newmans have been trying to derail me since I left the band. And I can say that they've been lying to everybody since the day I left that band, because they say that I quit the band by text message. My leaving the band was not an action. It was a reaction. Kurt Newman sent me an email saying a number of things, and then he ended it by saying, "Bodine's is over. The only thing left now is the details of the split." And that's when I reacted to that and said, okay, if that's how you feel, okay, I'm out. Kurt Newman broke up the Bodines, not me. I did not quit. And since that happened, they've been going around saying that I left the band to pursue a solo career. He has never admitted that he's the one that broke up the band. So that from day one, they're lying to position himself as a, you know, as a wounded warrior carrying on in the face of adversity. Oh, poor Kurt. Oh, what a hero he is, you know. So they've been lying since then, and they've continued to lie about many things.
Are there other things you wanted to mention?
Well, that they've been saying that, you know, I've been trying to derail their career, you know. That's not true. That's another one. I can't think of anything else right now.
before these allegations, I know the allegations first came up on Facebook, and then, you know, some months later, it was the Journal Sentinel article. Did they ever talk to you about them before any of this went public?
I'm sorry, did who ever talk to me about it?
The Newmans.
Nope, they never brought it up to me directly. I think the first time I heard about anything like this was when the mother of my son said something to me about it. She told me that Barbara said to her at one point that—
Barbara is Kurt's
Barbara
wife.
Newman, right. Yes. She said to the mother of my son, if I really want to bring Sam down, I know how to do it, and I can do it, and I will do it. I wasn't there, but something to that effect. That's the first time I heard about something, you know. And then later on, a man up north was doing an interview with me, and he had also done an interview with Kurt Newman, and he told me that there were some allegations of misconduct that were brought up in the interview he did with Kurt.
But the allegations were—they didn't go into what they were, or—
No, he wasn't real specific, you know. But, you know, I never paid it a whole lot of attention because I thought it was just a joke. Because it is a joke. This never happened, you know. They're not going to do anything with this because they'd be foolish to.
Well, so if these allegations are entirely unfounded, let me go back to my initial question. Why go on the radio with me and earlier with Mark Belling? Why not file a suit for slander and put this into the actual court system as opposed to the court of public opinion?
Well, my lawyer told me that a case like that is almost impossible to win, and it would probably bankrupt me. You know, I can't prove, you know, that she's lying. Just like she can't prove that, you know, what I'm saying is not the truth. I think it would be a foolish move. I mean, if I was rich, we would be in court right now, you know, because I would love to see that happen, but I can't afford to do that.
Your lawyer's not willing to take it on pro bono.
Well, I doubt that. We have not discussed that. But like I said before, you know, I feel like I have to say something. I think people want to hear me say something about it.
How often is this in your mind these days?
It's hard to get it out of my mind these days. You know, it's been a rough time. You know, obviously, I mean, I can't think of, you know, anything worse happening to somebody, you know. If I was guilty, okay, that's one thing. But to thrust this kind of accusation on an innocent man is unforgivable, you know.
Do you go back and replay, you know, interactions that you may have had with the Newmans or with Tessa herself, and think, you know, could I have done something at this point? You know, are you, you know, thinking about what your relationship with her was like?
Sure, I thought about a lot of things, but, you know, I'll say it again. None of anything like that ever happened. Not once. Never.
You have been making a new album and getting it ready for release. Is that still moving forward?
Absolutely. The record was actually released on the 15th officially. It's been out. It's been done and out and available for a while, but officially it was released on June 15th. Return of the Goya Part 1, it's, I think, my finest work to date. It's been getting tremendous reviews. And that's another suspicion. You know, their timing with this story coming out. They knew my record was coming out. They follow me like a hawk on Facebook, you know. And anybody who's ever had any kind of dealings with Barbara Newman will attest to the fact that that's how she is. She knows that this kind of thing is impossible for me to disprove. That's why they're coming with this particular kind of accusation at this particular time, I believe. They wanted to hurt me, and they have, and there's no taking it back. From this day forward, if anybody ever Googles my name, that article will come up. This is exactly what they wanted to do, and it's been done, and it cannot be undone.
So what do you do?
Especially considering that there's no charges, there have been no charges, and I believe there will be no charges because there was no crime. There's no evidence of any wrongdoing whatsoever.
So what do you do now, aside from speak with me?
Well, I don't know. To tell you the truth, I really don't know. I think I have to wait and, you know, and, you know, against the advice of my attorney. I mean, he said, don't say anything, you know. And he says, the more you say, the more you're going to keep the story alive. And I suppose that's true. But I, like I said before, I feel like I should say something. And after we're done doing all we can do to, you know, to speak our side of the story, you know, time will tell. I really don't know, you know. Can I say also that I hope and pray that people can see through this for what it truly is, and over time we'll realize that, you know, I am innocent and take me back and, you know, into the fold, so to speak.
Your Summerfest gig was canceled. Do you have other concerts to this point that are planned?
Yes, not everybody has canceled out on me, but I would say half of them have. You know, anything involving like family-oriented, you know, events. Of course, they don't want to be anywhere near this, you know. But I have several private shows that will go on, and a few others that haven't canceled yet. You know, it could still happen, but it's really hurt me financially, you know.
This is a strange question to ask. Given everything, how do you sleep at night?
I sleep fine because I know in my heart what happened and what did not happen. And I would say that they're the ones having trouble sleeping at night. Same. I mean, I hope so, because if not, that means they're so far gone that, you know, it's sad.
Have you at any point since this has surfaced sought to talk to either Kurt or anyone with the Newmans directly?
I reached out to Tessa Newman when I first heard the story was going to come out. And all I did, I asked her why. Why? I got no response.
Samianis, thank you so much for your time and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate the airtime.
Milwaukee musician Samianis was co-founder of the group The Bodines. Our interview was edited for Time. You can find a link to the articles in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel detailing the allegations against Giannis by his former bandmate, Kurt Newman, and Newman's stepdaughter, Tessa, at wuwm.com.